Hello, this is Nancy Solomon. I'm the political director at WNYC, and I'm joined by our reporter at the Republican National Convention, Matt Katz. Hello.
Hi there, Nancy. I'm in the arena still. It's totally empty, except for a bunch of reporters doing some work, but things ended just a little while ago, and they ended slowly. Like, people started leaving long before it was over, type of thing.
When was the high point of the evening? What was the speech that then people started clearing out afterward?
I mean, after Tiffany Trump, Donald's daughter, spoke, which I think there was some curiosity about her. She hasn't really been in the public eye like the other Trump siblings. After she spoke, things really started to empty out. By the time the head of a group called, and it's questionable whether it's an actual group, but the head of a group called Muslims for Trump, by the time he spoke, there were literally most of the crowd was out of here. It was very, very empty, and it was kind of bizarre, actually, because it was just so apparently vacant. And you know, really, that was sort of the feeling throughout the night, just a unusually low amount of energy, a low number of people. There were empty seats throughout the evening, and there were very few standing ovations where the whole crowd gets up, but you could probably count them on one hand. Longtime reporters I spoke with said it was emptier and quieter than any convention they'd ever seen. I actually was able to have conversations on the floor with people at a normal volume, like I'm talking to you now. I mean, that's how empty and low energy it felt. During most of it, not all of it, but during most of it.
It seems that the Republican Party has unified. I mean, I would say after listening to all these speeches for two nights now, they are unified. They hate Hillary Clinton. That seems to be the unifying principle.
I mean, to that point, the word Hillary was actually said more tonight than the word Donald. And that could tell you a lot about where the party is. I mean, they truly despise this woman. She has been a target of theirs for the last 25 years. They believe that she is corrupt. One speaker, a woman who co-chairs the Republican National Committee, said that she has terrorized the women who have been sexually assaulted by President Bill Clinton. There is a vitriolic hatred for this woman, and that was certainly the theme tonight, even though officially the theme was Make America Work Again. There were very little in the way of policy proposals about anything about getting America back to work. You didn't really hear the word jobs thrown around much. This was an anti-Hillary night at the RNC for sure.
And a very different night for Governor Chris Christie compared to 4 years ago and his long biographical speech. Tonight was really something quite different.
Yeah, he took a totally different approach. First of all, he did not talk about himself at all, other than to say that he was a prosecutor and therefore in a good position to prosecute Hillary Clinton, which is what he did. But it was somewhat disingenuous in that he is a former federal prosecutor for sure, but he never, you know, prosecuted anybody in the court of law. He actually has never tried a case, and yet he basically tried a case on stage and had the crowd chant out guilty after all these alleged crimes that Hillary has apparently committed. And some of the alleged crimes were, you know, dubious in the accusations, not totally factually accurate, but some of them were also really said with an amazing lack of self-awareness. For example, he blasted Hillary for deleting her emails when, in fact, the governor himself, we know, has deleted text messages that he sent at the height of the Bridgegate scandal. And his lawyers also hid an entire email account from federal prosecutors that he was using during the Bridgegate scandal. So the crowd loved it, though. Facts aside, the crowd totally loved it. It was definitely the hit of the evening. I was with the New Jersey delegation, and they were thrilled and jumping up and down, and the crowd kept chanting "lock her up" and "put her in jail" and "guilty." It was a good moment for the governor from that perspective for sure.
Okay, well, let's get you off to bed because we got two more days left of the Republican convention.
Well, we're only halfway through, Nancy. Who knows what's going to happen the rest of the time? I have no idea.
I'm looking forward to it. Okay, good night, Matt.
Good night, Nancy.